Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the New York Giants in our team preview with our expert host, it's Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? Talk about the Giants, a lot of talk about this team after a very solid draft, some good free agents they've picked up. We're going to talk all about it. I can't wait to talk about these G-men right out there in New York.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching us live or listening to our over 1,000 episodes of our podcast, we just want to say thank you. Telling all your friends and family about our show via word of mouth is the reason that we're able to bring you so much high quality content every single week and over on our podcast pretty much every day. So thank you again so much to all of our listeners and our watchers. It's simply because of you that we are here. So thank you. So, Mr. Logan Landers, the New York Giants, what do we have to look forward to in this incredible upcoming season?
Well, they've had a lot of turnover, Jeremiah, right? 2021, a very much so a down year with Coach Joe Judge at the time. He got fired this offseason. 4-13, not good enough to make the playoffs, obviously. Bit of a down year. The fans were all over him, right? We all know how passionate and how loyal those New York Giants and just New York fans are. So they let let their voices be heard on a weekly basis. So the Giants went out. They got themselves a new GM as well. They got them Brian Daboll, the head coach. They got GM Joe Schoen. So they've got a brand new regime in place, hoping that it will kind of right the ship, turn it all around, and get this team back to being a winning franchise sooner rather than later. Let's talk about the draft, who they've picked up. They got Kayvon Thibodeau, of course, pick 5. Also in the first round, pick 7, Evan Neal from Alabama, the offensive tackle. Wandale Robinson, Joshua Azudi, Cordell Flo, Daniel Bellinger, Dane Belton, Micah McFadden, DJ Davidson, Marcus McKeithen, and Darian Beavers. So they've got a good crop of talent here from the draft. I think they're all going to make a big splash already. Week one for the Giants, because they're going to need it, man. This team is still waiting, buying its time to make a run at things in their division. It's going to be a little bit tough, but I think that they are on the right track. Just give them a little bit more time, and then I think that they can really take the NFC East by storm in a few seasons. Of course, like you said, you got the Eagles who are good, the Commanders, the Cowboys. So I think that they're right there. They just need a little bit more time just to get the system in play, get a little bit more players perhaps, and they'll really be right there for the pickings for getting that top spot in their division. But talking some more about their team, of course, you got Daniel Jones, your quarterback, who's got a lot of talk about him. Is he the right guy for the job? This is going to be a big year for him. I think that, you know, he's been in the league for a couple of seasons now, and it's not like his stats are just eye-popping, just like, oh, wow. He needs to have a good season, I think, to maintain his role as starter. Because, I mean, there's a lot of people who are calling for him to, you know, get a backup job or get traded. So I think he's got to have he's going to ball out this season and do really good. Of course, you know, I think that the receiving core, the running back core, they do need some help. I mean, for the running backs, right, you got Saquon Barkley. He's good, but he just needs to stay healthy, man. A little bit of a down year last year for him. I know coming off of an injury and whatnot. but you would hope that he is going to be back at full strength. I mean, he is a guy who's running for 1,000, 2,000 yards, whatnot, and hopefully he can get back to his old form, right, back before 2020, this upcoming year, but you never know. As for wide receivers, like I say, you got Kenny Galladay, who's solid, Sterling Shepard, Kadarius Toney, who they drafted the past season. I mentioned Wandale Robinson that they got. So I think that they'll improve a little bit, even though I know Galladay had a down year. Toney didn't do a whole lot, but I think that maybe with just a lot that has changed, maybe the new head coach will bring some new life into this team. It can be interesting to see. I think they'll be solid overall for offense. I think that they are young, they are hungry, they are ready to go. I think their defense is going to be pretty solid as well. But like I said, I just don't think they're there quite yet. I do expect them to improve on their record, though. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to get back to that winning season quite yet. Because looking at their schedule, they're facing the Titans week one. They got the Panthers, the Cowboys, the Bears, the Packers, the Ravens, Jaguars week 7, the Seahawks week 8. They have a bye in week 9. And week 10, they got the Texans, the Lions in 11, the Cowboys at 12, the Commanders 13, the Eagles at 14, the Commanders once again at 15, the Vikings 16, the Colts at 17, and then finally week 18, they've got the Philadelphia Eagles. So I think that overall this team, like I said, they have lost some guys. Mostly on defense, they've lost guys to just free agency going different teams. Logan Ryan is gone. That's going to hurt. They've also lost guys like James Bradbury. They've lost Lorenzo Carter. So they've lost a few guys. But I think that overall, I think I do expect better from the Giants this upcoming season. I think their offense is going to be a little better. I think that Daniel Jones might finally take that next big step. It remains to be seen, though, just a prediction. And I don't think they're going to quite make the playoffs quite yet, maybe next season. But I do expect a better record overall. I don't expect them to go, 4-13 last year. I expect them to do a lot better this upcoming 2022 season.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, I think we all hope that. We'd love to see this become a real dynasty again. It's going to take some time. Of course, there's no rebuilding years in the NFL, so you just have to keep on punching. So, you know, what we hope, of course, is that they bring in some of that top talent coming out of, you know, the college system, and, you know, they're able to develop that talent very quickly and just keep it moving, because we want to see this team continue to get back to that prominence that we had just a few years ago when we were all talking about the Giants so much. Yeah, and we really hope that. So if you are a Giants fan, or if you just have a great comment you'd love to drop us, put that into the comments and let us know. Let us know, what do you think about their upcoming season? Have they built up the pieces that they need? Do they have an arsenal? And what do you expect to happen? And if you don't think they've got what it takes, we definitely want to hear from you as well. And tell us, what do you think they need to get those weapons in place? And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. We love our podcast listeners. With over 1,000 episodes of our podcast, you have stuck with us for over 2 years now. And now we are here to continue bringing you daily podcasts. So you can listen to us on your way to work in the morning. You can listen to us at your office. If you work from home, if you're taking a break, if you're on your lunch break, or if you're on your way back from your work and you're stuck in traffic, we're going to give you something amazing to listen to that'll keep you super informed about the world of football, plus all of our history specials and incredible interviews with legendary players from across the spectrum of the sports world, so that you can have something great to listen to and keep you company no matter what you're doing. And so lastly, we just would love for you to drop a review. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can hit the review button. Just leave us a little note that says, hey, I listened to the show, I love it. Or, hey, I listened to the show, I wish you would cover this. Just drop that in there. We would love to hear that from you. And then that will help us to continue to grow our podcast every single week. Well, thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible preview of the New York Giants in the NFL podcast preview that we bring you every single week here at 100 Yards of Football. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. we might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.